enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution, NMR, LLC, in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lauren Davis, and Lauren is a minister, a missionary. He's been in Africa and India spreading God's word for 25 years, and it's always a pleasure when we have Lauren with us. He has all sorts of wonderful stories about how God has influenced him and guided him through his years as he's led literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, into a personal relationship with our Lord. Now, here in America, there's an organized effort to undermine the fabric of our church. Churches have been infiltrated. Religious seminaries have been infiltrated. They changed the music of our church. Have you noticed? Those great old hymns we used to see, we don't sing them anymore. They have new, more progressive hymns. They've changed the message of the church, too. At one time, of course, God was a God of judgment. God certainly would send people to hell if they lived poorly, but we don't talk about that now. The new God loves everybody. There's no punishment for sin. And basically what we've done is undermine the music and the message of the Christian church. Didn't happen by accident. Happened by intent. Because there really are people who hate Christianity, who hate God, because they serve a different God. There really are demonic forces in the world today. Lauren Davis, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Will you go ahead and you pick up the story and tell our listeners about your experience, certainly working in Africa, and, of course, if you'd like to, talk about the satanic influence as you see it today.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I would like to just follow suit of how you opened the program today and speak about the war against the Bible. We see America has changed so much in recent years. There's a complete change in culture in this country. And but the battle is... It's the battle of culture of sin, actually, against the culture of the Bible, the teachings of the Bible. Now, what made America different and the other Western countries different and unique from other countries is that we were founded on the Bible. I mean, that is a historical fact. The laws of America were based on the Bible. They were based on the Ten Commandments. I mean, that is the foundation of our judicial system in America. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. You should not covet your neighbor's goods, so on and so forth. So it's indisputable. And so that laid out the framework for the type of nation that we had. It was based on the Ten Commandments, based on the Bible. Now, you know, America, the big thing that has made us different is freedom. And but the Bible, what many people don't realize, is that the Bible is the foundation of freedom. It's the foundation of civilization and of morality itself. But now we're wanting freedom from morality. But because there was so much persecution, religious persecution, in Great Britain and Europe and throughout those countries, they had no religious freedom. The main reason our forefathers immigrated to America was to get freedom. They were not looking for freedom from religion, but freedom of religion. And that is a big difference today, because now our society, our government is looking at freedom from religion. In fact, and I know you know this, Dr. Stan, but, you know, what caused the American Revolution is that that Great Britain, you know, with the Church of England, they came to impose on America, which was they saw as their economy, their doctrines and their religions from the Church of England. So people were not free to read the Bible and, you know, interpret it as they would. They were told exactly what to think. The preachers in America were told what to preach from the Bible from the King of England. And so what the pastors did, many of the pastors, they would stand up in their pulpits and they said, you know, that we came over here to break this bondage and that we would have freedom to worship God to the dictates of our own heart. And now they have come over here, they've made us a colony, and they have taken that religion away. They would tell them what to preach, what doctrines they could believe, what doctrines they could not believe. And so many of the pastors at that time, after they made a message that we must have freedom in this country to worship God according to the dictates of our heart, we must not allow this to be imposed on us. So many of them would take off their clerical robes after preaching, and they would have on their military fatigues, and they would lead their congregation, the men, out to go to the battlefield fighting for freedom of religion. So the main thing that triggered the American Revolution, and there were other things involved also, but the main thing, it was for the freedom of religion. And the freedom, you know, to have the Bible and to read it and not to be imposed on. But we know that caused a huge battle. And many people died for the freedom of religion, also the freedom of speech. We see now that over the centuries, ever since the Word of God was given, that the Bible has been overtly attacked more than any other book. It has been burned in many nations. It has been outlawed. If you read in the Fox's Book of Martyrs, the stories, and people ought to review that and see our heritage and what it's taken to bring us freedom of religion today. But it was against the law even for that to have a Bible. And even today in many nations.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan and our guest this morning, Lauren Davis, a missionary, 25 years in Africa and India. But he's talking about certainly what's happening as here in America as far as our religion is concerned, the foundation of our religion at the time of the Revolutionary War, how basically it was the desire to have freedom of, to worship as we wished that led to the American Revolution. Well, you have to understand that wicked people have infiltrated our seminaries. They've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the music and the message of the churches. And most of our ministers don't even know what's happened. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes, and we're speaking about war, the war against the Bible, particularly here in America. This is Lauren Davis. My website is laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N-Davis.com. You know, many nations have outlawed the Bible. We know that in communist Russia, communist China, Muslim nations, they have outlawed the Bible. I was told that that our soldiers could not they could not even bring Bibles into Iraq, fighting over there. They do not want the Bible in that nation. In China, many people have been arrested. Also, it was in Russia the same way. They were arrested for having a Bible, for having home Bibles, even home Bible studies. And many people were executed, tortured and executed for having one. So most of the wars that we have fought against, and we know even Hitler himself was against the Bible, all right, against the very principles of the Bible. So the wars, most of the wars that America has fought, the foreign wars, it's been really over the issues of freedom, of the biblical values against the pagan values or unbiblical values, and for the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech. So we've had literally millions of people, millions of our soldiers that have paid the supreme sacrifice, or they've been wounded and ruined for life to give us this freedom of religion, freedom of speech. And so this has been our history. But the amazing thing now is now the Western governments that have fought so hard for these values, for these principles, now they are saying themselves that the Bible is wrong. They have lined up with what our adversaries have stood for. And so, you know, talk about being a pluralistic society. You know, we're not against any religion. But the reality is, even in America now, that we are not, in our educational systems, it's not just a generic education, but it is anti-Bible in its teachings, in the schools, and also in the universities. For example, they teach evolution straight out. Well, evolution is openly against creation. Evolution comes from the atheistic premise there is no God. And that's where communism, it's an exact parallel. The same thing as the communist nations, they are atheistic. So our schools have become atheistic just like them, saying there is no God, there is no creation, we're evolution, we're nothing more than just another animal. And this is one of the reasons, one of the primary reasons of the behavior of our youth and people today. They say, well, if I'm just another animal, nothing is wrong. And that is why morality has totally been broken to the ground. And also they feel there's no accountability if there's no God. So I'm free. So the freedom has been redefined as a freedom from morality instead of freedom to live within a framework where you can live and not impose yourself on other people or cross the line and hurt them. Also, our schools and university are for abortion. They're for homosexuality. They teach same-sex marriage. Now, this is not only taught in universities. It's taught in the schools and even in kindergartens itself. I was talking to a grandmother the other day, and she told me that her granddaughter brought home a book from kindergarten. And it was a book about families. And in this, it opened it up, and it showed a mother and a father and the children. The next part of the book, it showed that this family had two fathers and children. So it was teaching in the schools to kindergartners that this is as normal and as acceptable a lifestyle as a man and a woman, a father and a mother in a family. So this is absolute war against the Bible in our schools that's being paid for by tax dollars of Christians who believe totally opposite of this. In the schools, they don't want you to have Bibles in it. I know when I was going to high school, I was Youth for Christ president of our club in El Cajon, California. And also we would have on Saturday nights Youth for Christ gatherings. All the schools would come gather together down in San Diego. And we could take a Bible to school and that. But today, that's not so. But you can bring a book. You can bring a Koran. You can bring books about witchcraft and talk about those things. But the very book that our nation was founded upon has been outlawed. And what an amazing turn face that our country has taken. Not only is this so in our schools and universities. Before I go on, let me say this. In Africa, I have many young men coming and say, would you help sponsor me? I want to go to school in America. I told them, I said, I would not give you a shilling. One shilling to come to our schools in America. Because if you notice, every African that has gone to school in America, when they return, their faith in God is dead. They no longer believe in Jesus Christ. They no longer believe in the Bible. So this is systematic in our schools being taught against the Bible. Like I said, it's not neutral. They say we're pluralistic. Well, they say we are very tolerant in society. We tolerate all religions. But the reality is they tolerate every religion but Christianity. They tolerate every book but the Bible. So it is overtly an anti-Bible system in our educational system that is being forced on the parents to train their children. Here you teach your children the Ten Commandments. You teach your children, you know, to live a moral life at home, and at school they teach just the opposite. And so now they even have it at the school, you know, that the children can complain against their parents and even have their parents arrested. And so it's given leverage that parents no longer have authority. And you know, one of the Ten Commandments is that you are to honor your father and mother, and it is being systematically taught not to honor your father and mother in school. You know better. The school knows better. You follow us and not your parents. Now, not only in the educational system that is a war against the Bible, but now the war against the Bible has come to the very laws of the land. And the laws of the land now are not just, again, neutral, okay, to protect one from imposing his religion on others, but now it is the laws of the land are set up against the Bible, overtly against them. Now, in the schools, you cannot post the Ten Commandments. You cannot put them up in the schools. Now, you think about the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. honor your father and mother. You're not to covet your neighbor's wife or other goods, and so on and so forth. Now, to say, these are just foundations, you know, of people being good people. And they said, no, because it's from the Bible, you cannot put the Ten Commandments in the schools. And we wonder why our children have no guidelines for morality and why their lives are being destroyed at such an early life. Also, we see in the courthouses, they say, no, you cannot post the Ten Commandments. Well, that is because it's from the Bible. Well, how insane. This country and the laws of this nation were founded upon the Ten Commandments. Of course, I think in the Supreme Court is an exception because they've already been engraved in stone in there. Yet the Supreme Court and others say, well, you can't post the Ten Commandments. Also, our laws of the land are for abortion. Saying, well, you know, you can take the child's life, you know, at a certain age because it might impose on the liberty of the mother. She might have other things to do. But this is anti-biblical because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And this is premeditated murder. I think they had a case recently that they were trying, I think it was in Texas, they were trying to stop abortion up to 20 weeks. And that was turned over, and they're still fighting over that now. But, I mean, this is a living human being. But others say, oh, this is just a fetus, it's not living. How irrational. There is no, and they talk about being intellectual, and they talk so heady and high-minded. How can you say it's not a human being? But this is war against the Bible, saying, well, we have a right to kill another person, unborn person, because it might interfere with my life. And then, of course, what is really very strong today coming forth regarding the laws of the land is the federal government is getting involved. States have been getting involved on same-sex marriage, and now the government, and overturning Proposition 8 of California, that the people voted against having same-sex marriage. And you know, our country, Dr. Stan, was founded on a government of the people and by the people and for the people. And yet, now, it is not that way. Now, a few Supreme Court judges can vote the majority, and they can overrule the opinion of millions and millions of people who voted against that. And so, literally, it is being dictated this way, and this is war against the Bible, against what the Bible teaches.
Well, I think, Lauren, the important thing for people to understand is the judicial system is corrupt. It's been taken over by wicked and evil people, and that is why the Supreme Court took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. It was simply because the Freemasons controlled the United States Supreme Court. The majorities of 5-4 to 6-3 for a period of almost 30 years, and no one will tell the American people. And when they got the Masons out, they put in other people they could depend upon. This whole thing is rigged, ladies and gentlemen. We do not have a legitimate judicial system in America today. Either we take America back or we lose our freedom, and that's what it's about. There is a conspiracy against God. And it's at the highest levels of our government today. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yes, and those who are voting this way, I'm talking about in the Supreme Court. Many of them are professing Christians, and yet they are defying God. How can you be call yourself a Christian? I think one of them is a Catholic. Others, but they
oh,
how can you call yourself a Christian and you openly oppose what God said in his word? To me, it's what Jesus talked about, being a hypocrite. You know, you say one thing with your mouth, but you act another way. So there is a massive amount of hypocrisy for those in leadership, and I agree with you, you know, in the government and also the Freemasons that have come in. The Freemasons, of course, many of them were professing Christians, but they would hold the Bible in one hand, so they could be accepted, you know, because of the majority were Christians, and yet they would be belong to that secret Masonic society.
Hold that thought. Stands hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. with Lauren David.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Lauren Davis. Lauren, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry and help as you are going be going to back over to Africa here in another few months to spread the word of our Lord. How can people get in touch with you and help you?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We have a website. It's laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com. And you can give online there if the Lord puts it on your heart, laurendavis.com. Also, our email address is laurendavisministries@hotmail.com. L-O-R-E-N, laurendavisministries@hotmail.com.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, I'm speaking about war on the Bible, and I'm talking now how that the government, the laws of this land were founded on the Bible. The Constitution was founded on the premises of the Bible. But now the laws of America have turned and become anti-Bible. I want to speak about the military in relationship to this now. You know, in the military, they are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And one of the premises in the Constitution is the freedom of religion. and the freedom of speech. But now, in the military, they have commingled it with men and women, and so we've been hearing many reports that this has brought about sexual abuse. Even we've heard personally that many women are being raped in the military. It is really not a safe place for a woman to be because of the rape. But you get mixing men and women together. Now they want to put men or women on the front line to do battle just as well as men. Well, the Bible says that that if a man doesn't take care of his house, he's worse than an infidel. So in the teaching of the Bible, the man is to be the protector of the family, to protect the wife, to protect the children, and now is put the woman out there. So in there is no really protection for the woman from the man, and so she is out there vulnerable, even from her own cohorts, her own fellow soldiers. Not only that, in the military now they have come that passed the law that you can openly declare your sexuality if you're a homosexual. You can declare it. Well, you know, actually, that is totally insane because being a heterosexual, you don't go around telling everybody, I'm a heterosexual. You just don't go do that. I mean, you live your own life. But they want it where they can openly declare, I am a homosexual. Now, think about living in close bunks with others who have declared themselves homosexual. And even, I'm just wondering, Dr. Stan, if they're committing homosexual acts in the bunks there themselves, that now nobody could even say anything about it, or they would be considered a homophobe. And so they have taken a stand totally opposite against the Bible, the military. Another thing is that for some time that the chaplains, they can talk about God, but they've been told not to talk about Jesus. Well, the Bible, the whole New Testament is all about Jesus, so this is war against Jesus. Now they've gone further in the military, and they have said you cannot witness to others to try, you know, about the Lord. You cannot give out tracts telling them about Jesus, or you will be court-martialed. Can you imagine that? Now, what happened to the freedom of speech? What happened to the freedom of religion? The military is sworn to uphold the Constitution that declares these freedoms, and yet now they are told themselves if they even witness to someone about the Lord, they're going to be court-martialed and given a dishonorable discharge. It's absolutely incredible, the war against Jesus in the military. Also, the teaching that Jesus is the only way. You know, our country and through the education and everything else, it is totally against this because they say we are a pluralistic nation. We're pluralistic. You cannot say that Jesus is the only way, that is not conducive to peace. You must not offend anybody else. I recently was in Los Angeles, Dr. Stan, and I went into a mall. There was a big poster there, and it talked about buying houses and the freedom to buy houses, that if you're discriminated against religiously from buying a house, call this number. But it had the picture of a Muslim woman on there, all right? So it seems like the religious discrimination now, it is selective against Christians and not against Muslims or anybody else. I don't think there should be discrimination against anybody on that, but now it's selectively and it's openly promoted, and the Muslims do not believe in the Bible. They do not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. They do not believe in the Ten Commandments. So here the Bible has declared abortion, murdering the child, is a sin, but our government has said, no, it is not a sin. It is right. The Bible says homosexuality is wrong. Our government has said, no, it is not wrong. The Bible is wrong. Our government has said, or the Bible says that Jesus is the only way. But our government says, no, it is not the only way. You cannot say that. Now, What difference is there? Think about it. What difference is there that if the totalitarian communist government of Russia, of China, of Muslims, we have become absolutely lockstep, parallel with them in their philosophy and in their thinkings completely. And so we see that the war against the Bible, it has come not now from the outside adversary of adversarial nations, but now from the inside. There is a takeover of America from the inside. We are for freedom. We're not for not allowing if somebody else who doesn't believe in the Bible or God to declare what they believe. But now they are saying you cannot declare the Bible. Yet the hypocrisy of this. Many, when they take office, they put their hand upon the Bible, and they swear by the Bible. I think one of the things that really got my undivided attention, Dr. Stan, is after 9/11, where they had the interfaith service, you know, honoring those that were killed. But they not only brought a Protestant, but Catholic, but Muslims and others. So they have openly declared this is no longer a Christian nation. Okay, it's not behind the scenes. This is a Islamic, this is a Christian Judeo-Islamic nation. This is open now. So they have put all gods on the same plane. And yet now they sing God Bless America. Well, I know without the blessings of God that we cannot make it. But how can God bless a nation that has openly declared war against him, openly declared war against all of his teachings, and yet we still want God to bless America?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Lauren Davis right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lauren Davis. And I think it's important for people to understand that our government has been taken over. Our government believes in the Constitution, but a subversive element has taken over our country. We have two governments, a front government made up of our elected representatives, and then a secret government working behind the scenes. which, of course, controls everything. And if you think it's just by coincidence that of the 87 members of the North American Trick, a chapter of the Trilogy Commission, that President Obama appointed 11 of them to key positions in his administration, his chief advisor, the National Security Advisor, always comes from this little group controlled by the Rockefellers. You'd understand, basically, that our government has been taken over by a subversive element whose loyalty is not to America, but to using the financial and military power of America to basically bring about a one-world government, which is why we're financing the terrorists. We're financing the terrorists in Syria. We're financing the terrorists in Egypt today. They're the ones who control the government, and the people are demonstrating against them. Nothing as it appears to be. Reality is scoffed at. Illusion is king. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes, it's Lauren Davis, laurendavis.com. Talking about the war against the Bible, I think what's been happening with Tim Tebow really is a graphic example of this. Although he won, two national championships, Heisman Trophy, many awards, as they say, the greatest college player ever. He went to Denver. He won actually more playoff games than even Peyton Manning. And I like Peyton Manning, but he did more than him. And yet, the sports media and the NFL media, everything, were doing nothing but trashing him consistently, even though he was a winner. And it's very evident why. They say, well, he's a goody two shoes. You know, he was not ashamed of the gospel. He would just kneel and lift his hand to thank the Lord after a touchdown or something. But they hate him because he says he's still a virgin, that he lives by the Bible, that he loves Jesus. And so, really, in the sports world, there's a war against him because he believes the Bible. And I just so respect the New England Patriots for giving him a chance. And I don't want to talk much about that now. But now, other things that where the war against the Bible is, it's in the music. It's in rock music. It's in country music. Because most of the singing on the song, it's about themes that the Bible totally forbids. It's about drinking. It's about getting drunk. It's about adultery, and cheating and running with somebody else's wife, right? I think Willie Nelson's song, I Don't Care If It's Right or Wrong, speaking of adultery, Help Me Make It Through the Night. And, it's a good tune. It's good voice, good singing. But what it's doing with the music that our people are listening to day and night in the car or, the kids at home and stuff, what it's doing, it is programming them. They say, well, I'm not listening to the words. I just like the music and I like the beat. Well, it's programming them subliminally, subconsciously, that drinking is okay, adultery is okay. Look how much drinking there is in the country right now. Maybe sometime we can do one program just on alcohol, a shortcut to a ruined life. But now people are being conditioned by the music day and night against the Ten Commandments, against the very premises of the Bible. Not only that, we see on television and movies the Da Vinci Code that is being played incessantly on television over and over and over. This declares that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene. Now, there is nothing in the Bible about this whatsoever, Jesus ever being married, but they know by repetition, if you say a thing enough times, if you keep saying it over and over, eventually that's what people are going to believe. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. They know it's that incessant repetition. And so with the Da Vinci Code on TV over and over, and there's a movie that had come out, I believe it was called Corpus Christi, saying Jesus had homosexual relations with his disciples. Now, that is totally insane. Jesus taught against these things. The Bible teaches against these things. What if someone was to write things about Muhammad this way? Huh? But see, there's two different standards. They say, oh, you cannot even say anything against Mohammed, and I'm not against speaking. I'm not for speaking against him. But it is, it really is an open season on speaking about Jesus. And you can say anything you want to. It doesn't matter right or wrong. And like I said, if you say it enough times, people believe it. The whole purpose is it is an antichrist war. It is a war against the Bible. It is a war against God, even through the movies. And so many movies that are coming out today and for a long time. In fact, even some of the older movies, even some of the Westerns years ago, it would always show the preacher as being the hypocrite. It was the preacher who was the worst person of all out there. And this is not done, you know, just, coincidentally. It was a consistent theme for a long time in the movies to break one's faith in the Word of God and in the Bible. And like Christians are the worst people in the whole world. Now, this has been going on in the movies. Now, there are certain channels. I believe that we need to be discreet in watching what we watch on TV, because what you see or what you listen to over and over, it does have a significant impact on what you believe. And so there are certain channels that we have learned to trust in, have confidence in, and those are Discovery, History Channel, Military Channel, National Geographic Channel. But a thing that I have noticed on these channels.
Are you suggesting we should trust Discovery and History Channel?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Because
fine.
What I have found
definitely
out
not.
Is that Discovery, they promote evolution constantly. National Geographic promote Absolutely. Evolution constantly. The History Channel and also
time,
the Military
We're
Channel. They're having
We're
programs about
John
Jesus
Lester.
Now.
Thanks so much for being with us. Have you on real soon. Bye-bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and America's under attack today from within. The subversive element working through the subversive organizations like the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, but the primary organization today is the Trilateral Commission. Everybody's out demonstrating against the Bilderbergs. It's simply a diversion. so that you will not understand that a small group of people controls the Obama administration as they have controlled every administration. Their goal is to use the financial and military power of America to bring about a world government and to destroy Christianity. And they're doing a great job. They've infiltrated our seminaries, our churches, our religious organizations, and they control the media in America and largely control what the American people think and believe. You need to get our material, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the secret agenda, and these will help to bring you up to date on what's going on. That's my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or certainly on the talk on population control, the secret agenda. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand the very real threat of an EMP attack. We have a four-tape set on that, a four-CD set, I should say. We also have a DVD. They're available at the same number, 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, we hope that you'll want to get them. We know a lot of people are having financial problems. But if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. And if not, we ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. America is under attack today from within, and this whole situation as far as the homosexuality is simply because they've taken over the Supreme Court. These decisions are all rigged, ladies and gentlemen, just as they were back in 1962 when they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and the majority of the members of the Supreme Court were Freemasons who worship a different God, and that's what it was all about. And nobody's going to tell you that. You need to get the documentation. You can go up on the Internet and simply go to your search engine and type in Freemasons, U.S. Supreme Court Justices, and you'll find out that the majority, I mean, certainly President Roosevelt, I think, appointed six or seven of the Masons to the Supreme Court. Truman appointed three or four. Eisenhower appointed two. They control the Supreme Court. People who worship a different God, and you will never see this written up. Why? Because the media is controlled. They don't want you to understand the subversive element controls our government today. It's time for you to be involved, because men and women become accomplices to the evil that they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved in this struggle, help us to get out information. You have you've become part of the problem. You have our permission to copy anything that we have made and duplicate it and get it out. And that you have a responsibility to tell others, to get them to understand that our government has been taken over by a subversive element that is dedicated to world government. That's why we have troops in Egypt today. We're sending troops to Egypt. This is why we have our troops in Jordan. What are they doing in Jordan? Why do we have Special Forces troops training the terrorists that are going into Syria that killed almost 100,000 people? Ladies and gentlemen, you're responsible. You're not involved. So until tomorrow at the same time, our number 1-800-544-8927. May the Lord be with you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The gospel.